Let's get stuck into the review then. After Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1, it is Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rodgers. And for context, I won't be doing any Usher tributes on
this
show.
Dan, on a 1 to 10, you're a certified 20.
I know. Well, this is it, Sean. Well done. Well done indeed. See, I haven't got the quick-witted lyrics drops like you, but you and Dan.
No one can compete with Neil at any point. Nicki Minaj might come up. There's one for any new subscribers. I've not got a clue what's going on there.
I'll very much leave it to yourself and Daniel Sturridge, who is welcome every week to bring that kind of energy to something like Super Sunday, but that's another conversation. Let's start with the lineups and approaches for this one. Loads to get into, Sean. I attached some first half pass maps from StatsBomb to both, and you attached the match report too. I thought it was really good that Klopp reiterated in his post-match, and he did it in sort of an annoyed way, but he reiterated that Gakpo was played as an eight. And that can be basic, but, you know, he went on to say that there was a problem with spaces to cover and gaps to close, hence why maybe he wasn't as effective in the game. And certainly that seemed to be a sort of more generic problem for Liverpool as the first half wore on in particular. He said that we tried to solve the problem by dropping in and not stepping in, and we can come to that in a bit more in a bit. But the pass map show Liverpool look a little bit sort of a 3-2-3 wide two in build-up with lots of isolation. There's a big gap there. The line looks quite deep, deeper than it has for a while, and that plays into Klopp's point a little bit around dropping, which maybe created those half spaces. Big chat about Enzo Fernandez in the game, rightly, really, really good. Liverpool clearly had a plan for him and Gallagher. I thought it was interesting that he only gets four forward passes off in the first 20 minutes. And I think one thing I picked up from watching him, first 20 was he was incredibly frustrated. Like every pass he didn't get, or, you know, every time he thought he got a pass and he didn't get one, he was visibly pissed off with teammates. And I think the plan was went then working for Liverpool, and, you know, the first half goes on to be what it is. But in those opening exchanges, you think the plan was to keep Chelsea squeezed high to stop the half spaces, the playmaking occurring that we've seen later on? And is it a case that the manager wanted more bravery and aggression in terms of the line when you look at his comments?